But we'll get stuck right into this card of racing at Ballarat today. Calvin McAvoy is taking three horses to the races this afternoon, and he joins us on the line now. Calvin, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First of your runners today, Lestar in race number three has a little bit of a wide gate to overcome this afternoon.
Yeah, he does. But look, the 1400 metre start here at Ballarat, you do get plenty of time to find a position. We're really pleased with him. His last two races, he's raced very well, tried hard, and probably just ran into a horse better on the day. But it does look like a nice race for him to break the maiden today.
And winning partner coming back from a tremendous win last time out in the Balaclava Cup, where he went back to back in that race. How's he come through that run heading to the feature today?
No, he's absolutely terrific. We were a little bit concerned about the weather that was forecasted to come here to Ballarat. He doesn't perform as well on wet tracks, but we're lucky. Here now, the sun's out, it's a beautiful day, and the tracks come up to five, and it's probably could even improve. So really happy with him. He's trained on well. He just seems to be in a rich vein of form, this horse. And I think it's sort of 10-1. He's a really good. He's a really good price. And you know, Mr. Brightside is the obvious X factor, I suppose, in the race. But he's really got to step up in grade today and go up against some sort of older, harder, tougher geldings, which is exactly what my fella is. So I can't fault him, and I expect him to run a very bold race.
In the final event, Renegade steps out second up from a break after finishing down the track at Sandown on resumptions. Josh Richards takes the 1.5 kilo off.
Yeah, he's been going really well, this old boy, but just didn't turn up at all at Sandown. We were really disappointed in that effort. He just had a day off, I suppose, which some 7-year-old geldings can do. This week he's been doing some jumping. William McCarthy took him over the hurdles yesterday, which he absolutely loved. So we're hoping that just changes his mind a little bit. But look, at the price of 40-1, he's working more like a 15-1 shot. So if he decides to turn up today, I think he'll run better than his price suggests.
Just looking towards Wednesday in the 1,000 Guineas, Mac and Cheese and Secret Blaze is also in the weights there for the Coonjee. Is he going to back up after his win at Moonee Valley, and how's the filly coming along?
Yeah, Mac and Cheese won't run the 1,000 Guineas. We'll consider running her as a 1,400 metre three-year-old filly race next Saturday. That'll be where she heads if she works well early in the week. We just didn't want to go to 1,000 Guineas off her last sort of claim run, and we prefer to get her back into form. And Secret Blaze in terrific order. He's actually having a gallop after race two today at the track. He'll have an exhibition gallop, and he'll take his place in the Coonjee, and can't fault him.
Two stake double yesterday, but no doubt the stable wrapped with the effort of Sava to excel in the Scalacci.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he went into that race, Brendan, only off one jump out. We knew he'd need the run, and for him to show his guts and determination to get the job done was terrific, and probably exceeded what our expectations were for yesterday. So knowing how much improvement to come, how much improvement there is to come, I think he'll go very well in the Manicato.
Manicano looks an ideal next target for him. Best of your three runners today, please, Calvin.
Winning partner.
Good luck.
Good luck, thank you.
Calvin McAvoy there with winning partner being his best of the day in the feature event there at Sportsbet Ballarat. Joining me on the line to preview the program is Harry White. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
How have we found this program at Sportsbet Ballarat today?
It is fantastic. Deep races. I think there's a stack of value. Hopefully, by the afternoon, we're rich.
Hopefully. First event on the program, the 3-year-old and up maiden over the 1,000 metres on this soft 5 surface today. Just a note, rails out to 6 metres from the 2,200 to the 1,600, just along the side of the track there, but goes back to the true for the remainder. 10 comes out of the first. Flying Artist is a resuming favourite here at $2.60. Patriotic King for 20, Flying by 5.50. Never Say Nay at $6.50. $9 Miss Saluka and White Stilettos $9.50.
Yeah, we will kick off with a favourite, Flying Artist. Resumes on the back of a really solid jump out win One run prior to a spell, he took on the older horses as a two-year-old. It was a handy maiden, stuck on okay after leading. I think he looks to have improved. There maps to be a handful of these vying for the front. I hope he just doesn't engage in that battle and parks just off them and goes bang when it matters. One of the locals, White Stiletto's in for second. She didn't run on after a good transit on debut, but was spelled given time. Both jump out wins leading into this prep were really good. The booking of Jai McNeil reads well. Patriotic King resuming, gelded has jumped out well, scratched yesterday in preference to here, and Fly On By has been solid in decent maidens this prep and will be forward in the run. 6.11.9.5.
6.11.9.5 from Harry, and with 6 as well, Flying Artist liked his jump out. He, as Harry outlined, he took on the older horses on debut, was up on speed there. If he can just settle off them, you'd think he's going to be pretty hard to beat. In for second, number 5, Fly On By, has a much better draw than the placing at Cranbourne last time out. Never Say Never, I thought, was a solid second up effort at Cranbourne, and comes back from the 12 to the 1,000 metres here. And Patriotic King is back. A gelding has jumped out well enough. 6.5.8 and 9 for 9 in race number 1. Race number 2 on the program. This is a maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings from the second are runners 10 and 13. Billy Egan goes on to 1 Days of Glory. Will Gordon on to 7 Fox Ship. Journalist the favourite equal with Free Market at $3 a piece. George's Princess at 6. Oriental Legend $6.50. Brooklyn Boss 11. 14 Magic City Days of Glory $23.
I am glad to see the price tighten up on Journalese. I'm convinced one of the Price Kent Junior runners probably wins. Journalese, first up, coming off a good jump out win. Her efforts last prep were rock solid, beaten within a length both times. She gets the gun run and appreciates a little bit of give in the track. Free Market, stablemate in a bunched finish, first up as favourite. We'll have fans on that effort. Magic City, if you're looking for one to back at a price, he's your guy. Ran quite well against the pattern first up, and it was a handy little race. Extra trip, blinkers on. I think he'll give you a run for your money. And Georgie's Princess resuming, quite jump outs leading into this, goes in as next best. 5.8.2.4.
5.8.2 and 4 from Harry in the second. I didn't mind the jump out of number 11, Oriental Legend, along the back straight there at Sandown. Thought he was pretty solid up on the speed. Little bit of a trim in with his price down to $6.50 now. The John Sadler team had a great day out with horses resuming at Mornington a couple of Sundays ago, and the team really flying along. So looking for him to continue that run to beat number 8, Free Market, gets the blinkers after that nice enough effort at Geelong first up. 5, Journalese, she's been there and thereabouts and maybe had her chances in her two runs last preparation, but she'll get her chance here again. And Brooklyn Boss is another one that's resuming from the Kemp Price operation. This one from the Caulfield base, the other two coming from the Warrnambool stable. But I like the debutant 11, Oriental Legend. 11 to beat 8, 5 and 6 in race number 2. Third event on the program. This is a maiden over the 1,400 metres. There are no scratchings here. Lestar is the favourite at $3.30. Fazabeel at $3.50. Regal Rave at $6.50 with Tullaroon. Avalana at $8 and $12 at Moni. Red Ransom at $15. Harry, who are we tipping in the third?
One at a price, Brennan. We could get $20 this morning, I think, into 15s now. Red Random. Scratched on Friday in preference to this. I thought her debut run was pretty good at Kyneton. You could tell she needed more ground. It actually wasn't a bad little maiden either. I reckon they'll go forward on her. Daniel Moore is a good jockey booking on an each-way basis. I can certainly entertain her. Fazabeel ordered to trial after last start's effort when hanging in. Jump out was satisfactory. So back to the races with the nearside bubble cheeker to try and iron out that issue. Lestar only found one better at his past two runs, the latter over the trip. In a field of this calibre, I can understand the market support. And Regal Rave, running out of chances, but is never really far away. 9, 11, 12 and 4.
9, 11, 12 and 4 in race number 3. I'm going to go with Lestar here. I thought he ran into a pretty smart one there at Benalla last time out in Villarden, who I think can probably win a race later on in the card. 11, Fazabeel went in for second. Got it all wrong there at Cranbourne. Back to the jump outs. Gear changes to rectify those little issues that he had. And if he can straighten out off the runs at Cranbourne and Bendigo, he's not going to be too far away. Tullaroon comes back at gelding in for second, and the stablemate, Avalana, goes in for third. 12, 11, 5 and 6 for me in race number 3. Fourth event on the program, left with a small field here over the 1,400 metres for the three-year-olds in this benchmark 64. Scratching to runners 1 and 7. Americana at 2.25. Tramontana 2.80. The Duke of Dubai 6.650. Sunora and then Stern Impulse at $14. Small field here, Harry. Who are we tipping?
Yeah, I thought Tramontana stuck on pretty well after leading throughout at Flemington last time out in a stronger race. So naturally suitably placed here. Winkers on again. I think maps for a fairly uncontested lead. I think it'd be hard to beat. Maracana was pretty impressive winning a handy maiden on debut. Gives the impression the 1,400 metres will only suit more and certainly looks progressive enough to measure up, especially in such a small field. Serenor, winner at Track and Trip 2 back before being too bad to be true at the Valley. Blinkers go on. And the Duke of Dubai looks better of the remaining two for me. 4-5-2-3.
4-5-2-3 from Harry. On with 5. Americana taken with the win at Kyneton there on Debut. Preble Sticks draw not too much of an issue now in the small field, but I think Americana can be the one late to beat. Tramontana, who gets the winkers on again. Solid effort at Flemington off a synthetic maiden win there at Ballarat. 3, the Duke of Dubai. Got a fair way back there in that race at Flemington last time out. 1 by Cuban Link, and then 2, Serenor. 5-4-3-2. For mine in the fourth event on the program. Race number 5 on the card. This is a benchmark 64 over 2,000 metres. Scratchings from this event are runners 5, 8, 9 and 10. Tab Fixed Odds favourite Angelic Sen at 3.10. Mystery Island 3.70. Dance Ready 5.50. King of Pharaohs at $6.50. Horse for Hire 7.50. Bonamassa 8.50. Open races, Harry.
Yeah, it is. I like what Uncle Lindsay's bringing to the table here with his two runners. Mystery Island getting the nod for top spot. I think we all thought he'd be a bit more prominent in the run, but failed to muster early speed. I thought it was certainly a pass mark. Now he steps straight up to a suitable winning distance range. Slight knock as he gives some weight to rivals, but I think he looks well placed. Stablemate King of Pharaohs, impressive Coleraine maiden winner over the mile. Should relish the trip, has upside for mine. Angelic Scent has really done nothing wrong, stepped out to this distance for the first time and just whacked away behind a tearaway winner. And Dance Ready ran very well consistently in the minor money, has to be in the mix again. 1-12-3-2.
1-12-3-2 for Harry. I'm going to go with 3, Angelic Scent. Comes out of a really strongly run race there behind Herman Hess, second up. Placed behind Miss Guggenheim Fresh, I think. Having another go up the 2,000 metres. Does have to take a little step up in weight, but I think she's going to be pretty hard to beat today. To beat number 12 in King of Pharaohs, very good maiden win there at Coleraine off some okay efforts, but you would think extra ground is going to suit him. 1, Mystery Island will be fitter for that first up run at Geelong, and then 2, Dance Ready, 3-12-1-2 for mine in race number 5. On to race number 6 on the card. This is a benchmark 78. 1,200 metres is the distance. Favourite is 3, Ferretti, at $3.90. Before we get stuck into that, the scratchings from the 6th. Runners 6, 9 and 12. Ferretti, $3.90. 480 Exeter. Oculus, $6.50. Sapphire Crown, $8.50. $9 Just Jake, $9.50. Merchant of Venice, Diesel and Dust is a $10 chance.
I thought this was a pretty tricky race to sort out, so it's only fitting that it's the first leg of the quaddy. Let's try and inject some value. Designer Chef, resuming off a solid enough jump out, generally goes well first up, and he's an out-and-out 6-furlong specialist. The form around him is rock solid, and he maps really well. Exeter, number 8, was one to jump out nicely leading into this. First up form reads 4 for Zip, but if you actually look at those runs, he was good and not all that far away in some handy races. Ocular, always in the mix. Ferretti went too hard up front last start. Forgiving of that, his first up win was good, and he's won third up before, going a little bit wider in the quaddy as well. 2-8-4-3.
2-8-4-3, first leg of the quaddy there from Harry. I'm going to go with Ferretti. Just got it wrong on the speed last time out at Caulfield. Got caught into a battle. Dirty Thoughts was able to win that race, and we've seen what she's been able to bounce out and do again, but just got into a battle, and that didn't really suit him. I think he can get more of an uncontested sort of lead today and be hard to run down. If there is pace and they're forcing it, Sapphire Crown will appreciate any sting that there is out of the ground, and he'll be running on on late. Four Ocular is always there and thereabouts, just needs a little bit of luck to go his way. And then out to number eight, Exeter, who we see resume 3, 13, 4, and 8 in race number six. Race number seven on the program, this is the 64 over 1,600 metres. Scratchings here from the seventh of Venner, runners 1, 5, 7 and 12. Villardin is the favourite here at $2.70. Brawl 3.70, Highland Jack 6.50, Arms Giver 6.50, Parisian Dancer at $9.50, Hugh Sabos 12, Deal Breaker $14.
Race in two in my eyes, Brendan, but I'll go with last start winner Brawl. We've already seen subsequent winning form emerge from his last race through the likes of Coley. Brett Preble sticks fat. There's arguably no one riding better. Slightly sticky gate, but looks to me to be a horse on the up. Same can be said about Villardin. Was a nice debut winner when backed into odds on favouritism. Big yes to the mile. Highland Jack got his long overdue second career win last start. Maybe he goes on with it now, having had that confidence booster. And then maybe Arms Giver with blinkers on and over more ground can be next best. 2, 13, 4, and 8.
2, 13, 4, and 8 from Harry in race number 7. I'm with number 13, Villardin. I was really taken with his maiden win there at Benalla. He had to truck there on the Friday. Races put off, go back there again on the Sunday, and he won like a very, very promising horse that's only going to appreciate the 1,600 metres better than he did the 1,400. 8 Arms Give It, forgiving of the fresh run there at Coleraine. Blinkers go on this afternoon. I think that plays into his favour. 2 Brawl is really going well after the win at Cranbourne last time out. Has the big weight to carry. And then out to number 9, which is Hughes the Boss. Goodwin fresh at Donald in 58 grade. He was okay at Geelong last time out. Little bit of extra fitness back out to the mile. I think he can be competitive. 13, 8, 2 and 9 in race number 7. Feature of it on the program is the Bet With Mates Cup at Sportsbet Ballarat, running as the Seymour Cup. This race over 1,600 metres at listed level. 5 and 14 come out. Mr. Brightside looking to continue on that winning run, $2.10. Skyman, $6.50. Harbourview, $7.50. Winning Partner, $9.50. Mystery Shot, $11. Adelaide Ace, $14. And Wicklow Town, a $15 chance, Harry.
This is a cracking race, Brendan. Host of chances. I'll go with the class runner, Harbourview. He's been great in two runs back. Fantastic third up record. Yet to miss a top three finish in five runs over the mile. He's versatile, handles any surface. I just think at 750, he's overs. Obviously, if we're talking winning form, then Mr. Brightside chasing 6 on the bounce is pretty impressive. One with 60 kegs last start, gets in here with 54. I can totally understand the market support, but skinny enough for mine in a more open race than the market suggests. Skyman has floating artist form lines. That's good form. He must be a chance. Goldfields hasn't won for ages, but went around as favourite in last year's edition of this race and very nearly won. He is a stupid price. So put that horse in your quaddie. 110, 3.8.
Oh, he had this race shot to bits last year at Kilmore, I think. Goldfields, and he got beat. I'm with Skyman here. Comes back to 1,600. Form around floating artist is good. Ran well in a high-pressure race first at Mooney Valley. Viral just got the upper hand that day. I think he's a much better horse if he can get to the outside, which he hasn't really been able to do so far this preparation. So I think Damien Thornton, first port of call, will be to get him relaxed and then get him off the fence and let him really launch down the outside. I think he'll be winning. Mr. Brightside goes in for second. Has to take a big step up in grade here, but gets weight relief. He's been winning so comfortably, but this is a step up for him. I love Harbour Views. He's one of my favourite horses, but just the 60 kilos is the thing in the back of my mind that stopped me from putting him on top. He's conceding some weight to some really nice horses, but he'll be there and thereabouts, and he loves 1,600 metres, and a little bit of sting out of the ground isn't going to hinder his chances. And then 7 Wicklow Town, Gold Nugget winner last time. He's racing so consistently. He won on a really dry track there in the Gold Nugget, but he's going to appreciate a little bit softer conditions today, and he's racing in terrific form. 3, 10, 1 and 7 for mine in the feature event at Sportsbet Ballarat today. On to the final event on the program, race number 9. It's a benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 8, 10, 11, 13 and 16. Put Jake Noonan on to 17. Flying Mascot, $3.10. Vitruvis at $4.60. Nevaeh is at $4.80. Matita at $9.50. Naval Envoy's been one that's been firmer down to 12. Rossu at 12 is his Hickok, and 14 for Influential Jack.
I really, really like the locally trained Kumani runner, Miltita. Won nicely first up, two runs back. She in second basically, well, they actually gapped the rest of them. Then finished on the heels of Frankie Pino and subsequent winner, He's the Real Deal. Both good form references. She'll be forward from barrier two. She gets her chance. I'm actually surprised that we're getting $9.50. Flying Mascot, nice first up win as favourite over a trip short of her best. The only knock is if she wants even further, but prior form's good for this. Nevaez looks the other key hope for mine. Last start winner and two from two third up, so plenty of boxes ticked. And then Vitruvius, good first up, strips fitter. I just think there's a few others with better credentials to win. 14, 12, 6 and 18.
14, 12, 6, 18 for Harry in the final. I mean, I'm going with Vitruvius, the one down the bottom. Preble Sticks, low draw. I thought was a sound enough effort first up. You would think it isn't going to be too far away stepping out second time this preparation. Flying Mascot was good, fresh up on the speed there at Bendigo. This looks to be some reasonable speed in this race, but the likes of Nevaez in the field, they're going to roll it along at a sensible enough gallop here, and you would think that it just might be a little bit taxing towards the back end if she's up there on a solid gallop throughout. Nevaez will be there on that speed. He's tough. He sticks it out well regardless what speed they go at. And then Naval Envoy is going to be another one up there in the firing line. Did run very, very well at Flemington in a $50,000 race there at the Wednesday meeting going back a couple of weeks ago. 18, 12, 6 and 9 for mine in the final event on the program. Harry, your best value Cotty play of the day, please, for the Seymour Cup program at Sportsbet Ballarat.
Well, this is an interesting situation to be in, Brendan. My best bet is paying more than my value. Race 9, number 14, Miltita at $9.50. I'm making my best of the day. My value, race 8, number 1, Harbour Views at $7.50. Quaddy, first leg we go pretty wide. 2, 3, 4, 8, 11, 13. Second leg we trim up. 2 and 13 only. Third leg, 1, 3, 8, 10. Last leg, 6, 12, 14. Play of the day, a couple of winners to kick off the card. A Dean Yendall double, all up race 1, number 6, into race 2, number 5.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Thanks, Brendan.
Harry White there with his look at Ballarat. We'll have Harry back on the line to take us through the Canamble program a little bit later on. My best, I'm going to make Skyman the best of the day in the feature event, race 8, number 3. Value bet, race 2, number 11, Oriental Legend, the first starter. And for the Quaddy, playing a flexi today, first leg 3, 4, 8, 13. Second leg 2, 8, 9, 13. Third leg 1, 3, 4, 7 and 10, bring it home, 6, 7, 9, 12, 14 and 18. Play of the day, maybe a sneaky little bit, Brett Preble, $6.50 in the Jockey Challenge, riding in good form. He's amongst the numbers this afternoon.